So we'll begin this with a short sit, guided meditation. Most of you are used to that who've been here. So I'm going to encourage you to find a position in your seat that's comfortable. It's helpful to be somewhat upright. It's helpful to uncross the legs, but in whatever way you're comfortable, whatever your health requires is good. You can cultivate. I began my practice back in the early 70s in a Zen meditation hall, and once you slumped, you had to stay there for an hour or two. So we learned to sit up. And sitting up helps open the chest cavity, so the more relaxed this body becomes, which it will just because you're not driving and walking, the more relaxed the body becomes, the more shallow the breath becomes. But if I'm upright, my ribs are sort of open, my chest is open, I can be barely breathing, but there's enough, it creates a vacuum. And also this upright posture takes pressure off the heart. If I'm slumped down, then I'm kind of compressing the heart so it has to work harder just to do its job, pump blood through the system. It also opens up the energy systems, the meridian systems. You just find a posture that's comfortable. And let the eyes relax. You can keep them open if you like, particularly if you're here for the first time. It's a good idea to keep your eyes just slightly open, but relax the gaze so that you get comfortable with your surroundings. This body will begin to become comfortable. It'll naturally begin to relax. It takes it a while. A few minutes ago, you were walking, talking to your neighbor, driving, negotiating traffic. So that each moment that passes now, and all the breaths within these moments and all the heartbeats within the breath, the body will naturally, organically begin to relax. The neurochemicals will change. Physiology sort of adjusts. One of the things many of us notice when we come to the cushion is as the body relaxes, the noise in the mind gets louder and louder. Often it takes some time for that too to relax, if it in fact does. Hopefully we get a glimpse. You might let your attention scan through the body a little bit, starting with the facial muscles. Tara's favorites, one of my favorites, is to practice a few minutes of smile yoga. It's where I'm pretending anyway that the eyes are smiling, the eyelids are relaxed. Even if they're open, they're relaxed. And I feel a twinkle at the outside edges of my eyes. Often this sense of release and relaxation melts through the temples. That area in the skeleton where the jawbone attaches to the skull, those muscles are so powerful. We get tense and tight. So the smiling eyes, we're physiologically wired to relax when the eyes smile, can melt down through the cheeks. And again, you can pretend like there's a little smile at the outside edges of the mouth. You might let the teeth part slightly and the tongue. Just come up and park the tip of the tongue at the roof of the mouth behind the teeth, just for a little while anyway. It slows down the secretion of saliva, completes meridian circuits, energy circuits in the body. Gives you something to do. A place to place the attention. The smile yoga is often known as inviting the felt sense of pleasant abiding. So already I'm beginning to take responsibility for my own well-being. I've chosen to come here. I've chosen to sit quietly for a few minutes. To explore, to investigate. Maybe relax if possible. Directing the attention with intention. Scanning through the muscles of the face. I can feel a sense of release melt down through the neck muscles and the shoulders. The chest and the back, down the arms. The hands can begin to feel heavy. explore the sensations of the hands, you might experience pulsing and tingling and throbbing, like your hands are inside big static mittens, oven mitts of static aliveness. As simple as this is, all these sensations are happening in the present moment. So I'm letting my attention begin to explore in a way that illuminates the presence. Some of these sensations will be pleasant. Some may be unpleasant. Many will be neutral. They'll just come and go, often unnoticed. Just inviting this body to continue to arrive and relax. And for many, the mind is still kind of thinking, talking to itself. So it's an echo of the energy of the day. It can be often difficult to relax the mind this time of night, unless we just get sleepy. So here's an invitation I like to share, particularly when we're meditating in a large group or a public area. It goes like this. And this I'll repeat to myself two or three times sometimes. I know that sounds are going to enter into the field of awareness. I'll hear these sounds consciously or subconsciously, but I'll hear them all. Some of these sounds will be pleasant. Some of these sounds will be unpleasant. Downright distracting, and many will be neutral. They'll just come and go. The invitation, though, is that each and every sound that enters into the field of awareness, particularly over the next 15 minutes, can encourage this body, heart, and mind to relax as much as it possibly can. And I'm not going to worry about the outcome. That little piece in the end is real important. I know that sounds are going to enter into the field of awareness. I'll hear them consciously or subconsciously, but I'll hear them all. Some will be pleasant, some will be unpleasant. Many will be neutral. I just offer myself this gift that each and every sound that enters into the field of awareness over the next 422 breaths, whatever you'd like, can encourage and re-encourage this body, heart, mind to relax as much as it possibly can. I don't know what that's going to be, and I'm not going to worry about the outcome. This opens us up to the possibility just to be able to embrace whatever arises. Those who have been meditating a while can recognize this, to include the sounds of my own thoughts, that internal dialogue that just keeps coming from nowhere. This field of awareness includes mindfulness of external phenomena like the squeaking of chairs or people coughing or coming and going. It also includes the internal phenomena of thought and possibly strong emotions or physical sensations. So that we can just be open to whatever weather system chooses to manifest, chooses to arise without expectation. The heart can open, we can feel maybe curious. Let's see where this goes. Taking advantage of this expanding stillness, you might be you might begin to gather the attention, directing it in a way that's wise and useful. And often we use the breath, in the belly. The sensations of the breath in the chest as it wraps around the heart. Or you might prefer the breath at the nostrils. You choose. While you explore this breath, it can be a quality of observation. Imagine you could hear it, not literally, but just this quality of listening, with deep inquiry. Might begin to notice the beginning of the in-breath, the middle, the end of the in-breath, and the pause. Noticing when the out-breath begins, the duration, the ending, and the pause. You might explore the differences in the sensations of the pauses between the in-breath and the out-breath. They're different. Different lengths. When the attention wanders, which it will, we'll get tired, bored. The mind might be restless. The body might be uncomfortable. Just notice these as they arise, these distractions. Acknowledge them. Let them go. Come back to the breath. Begin again. And again. Notice if there's a quality of striving, or on the other end of the spectrum, the felt sense of laziness, boredom. And can we just experiment with just enough energy and effort? I call it relaxed determination, to stay focused on this object of meditation we call the breath. And the sensations of the breath, the experience of the breath. for the last few minutes here, I want to invite you to shift your attention from the breath and try to recall a pleasant song or a pleasant prayer or a punchline to a joke or something someone said to you or something you said to someone else. But using language, using the power of thought and the power of language as though you're speaking. See if you can take a kind of like a short spa break in something that brings delight to the heart and to the mind. This is sort of a spontaneous way of practicing what's called metta or loving kindness meditation. It's easy for the mind to get caught up in stories, discontent. So just play this tune a few times, or this poem, or this prayer. Something that works for you. It's another way of inviting the felt sense of pleasant abiding.